Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 26, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ACC Bank links UPI ID to its e-wallet. Banksware partners Lieferando to offer a liquidity solution. Stellar invests $15 MLN in AirTM to boost digital payments in LATAM. Limonetic launches the Marketplaces and Platforms ebook in collaboration with the papers. Now let's get started. ACC Bank links UPI ID to its e-wallet. ACC Bank has linked a UPI ID to its e-wallet, Pockets, providing users an alternative to IDs linked with a savings bank account. New users, including those who are not customers of ACC Bank, will now be able to get a UPI ID, which is automatically linked to the e-wallet. In addition, customers who already have a UPI ID will now get a new ID when they log on to the Pockets app. This initiative aims to help users perform UPI transactions from their e-wallet balance instead of their savings account. The bank partnered with NPCI to link its e-wallet to the UPI network. Banksware partners Lieferando to offer a liquidity solution. Banksware, a lending-as-a-service provider, has partnered Lieferando, a Germany-based food delivery platform, to offer it a liquidity solution. Banksware has built a solution that allows restaurant owners to apply for a loan in a short period of time, based on their recent revenues. Banksware lends against future revenues, giving the restaurants additional liquidity. For this purpose, applicants will only need to provide Banksware with their transaction history. Through Banksware's Get Raul Cash Advance brand for restaurants, Banksware offers instant liquidity tailored for restaurants, especially those using the Lieferando platform for food delivery. Stellar invests $15 MLN in AirTM to boost digital payments in LATAM. The Stellar Development Foundation, SDF, has invested $15 million in AirTM, a digital wallet and peer-to-peer exchange platform based in Mexico. SDF's Enterprise Fund looks to expand the Stellar network by investing in startups that work with its technology. Therefore, the Enterprise Fund investment aims to support development of AirTM's platform, with an integration with the Stellar blockchain network planned for 2022, according to CoinDesk. Furthermore, the investment in the digital wallet aims to improve financial services across Latin America and other developing nations by opening up financial access to underbanked communities. Latin America remains largely a cash-based region, though payment card use is starting to pick up. This provides an opportunity to help improve services such as remittances via AirTM's platform and transactions over the Stellar network, the firm said. Limonetic launches the Marketplaces and Platforms ebook in collaboration with the papers. Limonetic has launched the Marketplaces and Platforms Getting Payments Right ebook, providing an overview of the main challenges and opportunities that might arise when selling and buying via online marketplaces. The online marketplace may be considered the business model of the future and a front runner of today, especially considering the cross-border trade explosion happening as a result of globalization. In Europe, for instance, 59% of the cross-border e-commerce market is already generated by online marketplaces, pointing out their efficiency in getting the multitude of small brands and retailers right in front of the consumer. That is why merchants, marketplaces, and PSPs alike must understand online shopping behaviors and preferences and why it is important to enable a smooth customer experience, learn about the regulatory frameworks worldwide, and ultimately adapt to cross-border e-commerce in order to thrive. The Marketplaces and Platforms Getting Payments Right ebook is extremely relevant for all the players in this space that want to gain a comprehensive view of this successful business model, and the contributions encompassed aim to reveal sharp insights when it comes to the key marketplace developments, presented by Limonetic and B. Shaping the Future, the main pointers on how to set up a marketplace, provided by Certles and Limonetic. The voice of the industry, via two interviews with Deliveroo and Marketplace Risk. Aiming to provide a complete overview, all while considering the diversity of this ecosystem, the ebook concludes with a global mapping of marketplaces. This overview is based upon a research conducted by the papers and initially published in the Cross-Border Payments and E-commerce Report 2020-2021, further customized for the Marketplaces and Platforms Getting Payments Right ebook. Within it, we analyzed some of the main regional and global marketplaces and grouped them based on three criteria: geographical spread, the field in which they operate, the target market that they address, so that our readers get a better understanding of the diverse players from all over the globe. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.